Our beloved Prime Creator has gifted us with the life we now know, and quite possibly countless others before this one. That in itself is a gift of gifts to ponder. So here we are. What is expected of us with the life we literally hold in our hands? There is no rule book, no map, nothing to guide us save the Bible and other tracts carved, chiseled, or written by the hands of mankind. Daily struggles with life and with others are not listed in detail to assist, and these struggles crowd relief and peace of mind. Many are lost in life. They lack passion. Many are confused as to why they are here, some feeling bereft of purpose and direction. Then there are seekers, those who know their connection to Source, yet wishing, even longing, some desperately to find the more they are looking for. It is difficult to describe the moment one becomes aware that there is nothing to chase after, nothing more to acquire, but to embrace the perfection and presence of the divine creator that is here with us and within us in humility and gratitude, that there is no separation, no need to feel angst for not having. When we see that every one of us received the gift of gifts, the magic of life, all that it entails, and all that it is, like a precious crystalline geode for us to discover, marvel at, explore. Once discovered, there's only giving back. That is seva, the gift of service to others. And so it is.
Thank you, Charlie.
My pleasure.
Hello, my name's Ron Vroom, and I'm the old white man talking head for the Oregon Statewide Jural Assembly. I just recorded this whole thing and forgot to press the record button. Now I get to do it all over, and Brandon's going to cue me if I forget stuff. I want to talk about nomenclature. The names of things are important. You got to get the correct name. And the military people will understand what I'm saying, and I'll date myself. That thing on the M1 rifle where it goes by the trigger and you pull it down and that whole subassembly falls out, that's got a name. That's what you use. You don't say that thing underneath the M1 that you pull the thing out and then the whole thing. No. Trigger housing group. It's got a name. Everything has a name. And you have to learn the proper names of all of that stuff. There is the United States of America, capital TH. And then there is the United States of America. That's it. Two names. Anything else is a deviation. Anything else is not us. Anything else is not the service company. The service company for the United States of America, which is made up of all of the several states, and the several states are made up of me and you. Article 1, Section 1 on Oregon, and they have the same thing in every other state. The states are us. Every single one of them. But we have let these people in charge do so in fraud. And you can't let that happen anymore. We have to stop the fraud. But you have to know the names of things before you know you're being defrauded. Now, when you read this information, good stuff, well presented, color, professionally done, typeset, everything, superimposed. I mean, they have some really good Patriot sites with all kinds of wonderful information. And a lot of it is just wrong. For an example, there's one in look nice. It's in a round and no, an oval, color change, bullet point. It says something about future of the United States of America. And the is small th, and United States of America is capital except for the of, and that's a non-existent name. But the people spending all this time and effort to make that presentation up are giving misinformation from the start. They weren't 30 seconds into it, and they'd already made a mistake, and I pointed it out, and they don't want to correct. Oh, okay. The United States of America with the capital TH. That's one name. United States is the government service company that the United States of America created when they created the Constitution. So, the Constitution and the United States are both properties of the United States of America. So, when you read the future of the United States of America, it's not. It's the future of the United States of Washington, District of Columbia. That's where the United States is. It's written in all the documents. No other place. You can't find another place or another name. Hello, Ray. You can't find another place or another name. There's only the United States. And it's located in a 10-mile square between Virginia and Maryland. But if you look at the map, they don't even have a 10-mile square anymore. All the rest of it on the other side of the river is Arlington. It's not even colored the same on the map. So they don't even have a 10-mile square. But then they're allowed forts, ports, and other needful buildings. Properly. And that's all written in the Constitution. They have enumerated responsibilities that they must attend to for our benefit, for our peace, safety, and happiness. That's it. It's nomenclature. You have to know the names of these things. Like you have to know that America starts in the north on the shores of the Arctic Ocean, and it goes to the southern tip of Tierra del Fuego. And on the east side, it's the Atlantic, and on the west side, it's the Pacific. That's America. Subdivided into three subdivisions, north, central, and south. So we're all Americans on these Americas. Citizen is not who we are. We are men and women with our children, with our offspring, on the land and soil, sovereigns, without ruler and without subject, nomenclature. Now, a lot of people in the military, they're retired, they're afraid they're going to lose their pension. They can't speak up. They spent their whole life in the United States military, and it was a fraud. They were totally frauded, the whole thing. It's just like the VA collecting copay on medication, prescription drugs. I think it's $8 for copay. I quit paying it years ago. I got into an altercation with the VA. And So then I decided that they had to verify things that they were doing with me because I no longer trusted them. So I demanded that they show me their lawful authority to charge me copay. And I gave them time to do it. And all this stuff, legitimate, no BS. It was on, really, I did a good job. And I have proof of service. And they had all the time necessary to answer. And they cannot. It's a rule they made. It's not a law. It's not something that governs your benefits. It's a detraction from your benefits. They are penalizing you because you are stupid, just like me. You accept their lie as the truth, and it's not true. Hi, Charlie.
Hi.
I'm just recording here a minute, but it's not true. You have no responsibility to pay for their copay. It's all play pretend. Just all the rest of the stuff is play pretend. But it's nomenclature. You got to know what these things are named and called before you can deal with them. And you have to be able to deal with them. We're moving from de facto to de jure. That's a big move. Federally, they made that move from de jure to de facto in March 1861, and they've doubled down on it several times. You'll hear people talk to you about Constitution for the United States of America and Constitution of the United States of America and all kinds of stuff. And almost all of it is another lie, another MK Ultra thing. And because you don't know the nomenclature, you don't know what things are called, you accept the United States of America when it's the United States of Washington, District of Columbia. They do not have all of that BLM land. And no matter how good and how wonderful the parks and the forests and everything else that they have, that they say is theirs, it's unlawful. When a state becomes a state, all the territory lands that were in the territory that the United States owned, the United States owned the territory until it became a state. Then it became one of the several states and it became a party to the contract. They are not a subdivision of the United States of America. The United States of Washington, District of Columbia is not allowed to own land unless the states say, yeah, we'll sell you some. You can have a port, a fort, or a needful building. But you can't have the whole southern part or the whole northern part or like the Malheur refuge. It's a lie. When all that Bundy stuff went down, my neighbor and I went to the Washington County Library and looked that stuff up to see what was really going on, and it was a lie. You look on the internet and it said the Malheur refuge, and it was a well-done site and it gave all kinds of information. And they told all about the lady that gave them 15,000 acres and blah, blah, blah. And it's all a lie. You can go to the county recorder of any county around there and none of them have anything recorded like that. There was no lady. There was no 15,000 acres. There was none of that. It's a lie. So they lied when they took the Bundys to court because they were defrauding the people with a fraudulent structure.
It was, you know, also, It was also a uranium deal. It was the Uranium One deal.
Oh, hell yeah.
They were hiding that. They were covering that up.
Absolutely. You got to know what it's called. If you don't know the names, you're, yeah.
Yep.
Uranium One. There was a guy, George Webb, did a lot of work on that Uranium One thing. I don't like the guy very well, but he seems to be quite an investigative type reporter.
Mm-hmm. But there was a grand jury. There was a grand jury in New York. A grand jury held numerous names we could all recognize guilty in that Uranium One deal in Malheur County when that all went down.
What kind of grand jury? Where can we find this? Do you know how to get the?
Well, I have the document.
Would you drop some of that in chat for me?
Yes. Yeah.
Okay. Thank you.
Mm-hmm.
So, I don't know whether I've covered what I did was you weren't here. I got on and we talked and everything. Okay, and I started in and I did the whole thing and said, okay, and I'm, you know. And I'd forgotten to press the
record.
Okay.
Welcome.
Yes. So this is take two. And I yield.
Thank you.
Head for the Oregon Statewide Jural Assembly. William and Laura are on with me. And if they decide to talk, they will. The last time we talked, it was about nomenclature. You got to know the names of things. If you don't know the name, you know the whole thing. So I would like to come back and talk about a couple of things that people you hear about, and I don't think people are clear on them, and I'm not sure I'm clear on all of them all the time anyhow. There's a guy wrote a PhD paper and then made a lot of money on this thought that I'm going to tell you. You are who you were when you were 9 years old. And that everything's done at nine. All the major stuff is already in place. Now that could be seven and it could be 11. But you know, by 9 years old, you're baked. Whatever it is, the pudding is made. So anyhow, what we have are status, standing, jurisdiction, venue. That's pretty good for a start. There's like nine kinds of jurisdiction. They got jurisdiction for all kinds of things. And venue. Formerly spelled V-I-S-N-E, in common law pleading and practice, a neighborhood or neighborhood place or a country in which an injury is declared to have been done or fact declared to have happened. So the popular country or community or geographic area. The venue of a court with the jurisdiction may hear and determine a case. Venue deals with locality of suit. Now, which locality of suit are you in? Are you in the real one, the de jure one of men and women, body, mind, spirit, flesh, blood, and soul? Are you in that one? Or are you in the one that Kate Brown and the Salem oligarchy and the United States of Washington, D.C. practice? That is a de facto form of a constitutional republic. They're doing their very best to cheat us, and they do really well at it. They've had a lot of years. Salem has had a lot of years to do that, too. So when you talk about status, standing, jurisdiction, and venue, You're getting the nomenclature. We were talking to a lady today, and I know her, and I've known her for a couple of years. She's a member of the assembly, and she's gotten into a rough spot. And we were talking, and I said, or you remember, or do you remember, or you have to contemplate or something, the difference between de jure and de facto. And she said, no, I don't know that. And it was like I got hit in the head. How can you not know that? You've been with us and you knew it. I know you knew it, because she says, I have brain failure. I don't know what's wrong. I don't remember things. I have blank periods. Whoa, she's dealing with some real problems, some real issues. She cannot remember her status. She doesn't know. She doesn't own it. She doesn't have the mindset to be in the de jure. She keeps flipping back into, should we sue him, get an attorney, and talk to the DA. And that's an entirely different jurisdiction than we deal with. We're trying to get rid of that jurisdiction, the de facto, the false, the illegitimate, and the illegal that's being run on us since 1910. And here she is, one of us, that trips back into it again. She can't maintain the mindset of what her status is. So then you come up with standing. What is standing? What does it say in the book here? PQRS, standing. What does the book say that is? Do you have standing in this court? Well, if you're born on the land and soil of one of the states or territories of the United States of America, and you are a man or a woman, you have standing in every court. Period. So standing, what do they say here? But you're not going to hear a bar attorney tell you that, but they can't prove it wrong. Here it is. One's place in the community, in the estimation of others, and his relative position in society, commercial or moral relations, his repute, his grade, or his rank. Reputation, standing, a sub-doctrine of status. So, Black's Law even agrees. A sovereign, you have standing everywhere. So then jurisdiction. We claim that we have an Article 3, one Supreme Court with a small O and a small S and a capital C, one Supreme Court claiming original jurisdiction. Read Article 3 and you'll see that. That's what we claim we have. And then when you read Article 1, Section 1 of Oregon's Constitution, you realize that we're right. That is ours. So then we take that over to Amendment 7. Amendment 7 is one of those things that they said, hey, wait a minute, there was like 12 or 15, they pared it down to 10. These things have to be attended to. They weren't attended to well enough in the first iteration of the United States of America's Constitution. That's with an apostrophe S. So they made some amendments. And one of them is Amendment 7. Now, the Supreme Court, SCOTUS, of the Constitution of the United States of Washington, District of Columbia, that outfit, they said in one of their decisions that the United States was not required to fulfill Article 4 in the Constitution, which says that the United States guarantees each of the several states a constitutional republican form of government. That's SCOTUS saying the United States doesn't need to fulfill Article 4 of the Constitution. That's the same bunch that went communist a while back, a little over 2 years ago. But in any case, so jurisdiction. We went through nomenclature, and you know all of the stuff. You know who's who and all of that stuff. Now we've gone through status, standing, jurisdiction, and venue. I think we've got it pretty well covered. I'm not sure how long I've been talking, but I think I'm just about done, and I yield.
They do not want to let go of this. They do not intend on losing here. And we do not intend giving it back to them.
And then the bullets started flying. Then he jumps out of the car. And he's got both his hands up.
And he got out of the car, and he had his hands in the air. He's like, just shoot me then. This is what you want, just shoot me. And they did. They shot him dead. With his hands in the air, and I saw it. I swear to God. He's just walking with his hands in the air. And they shot him. And they shot him dead. And then after he was down on the ground, shot him 3 more times.